What? No, we're gonna south of Dijumaya. The light's gonna come this way.
Nashville.
So, chevre, the south of Dijumaya after unfortunate break, but that's also from Hashem. We'll get into the Torah of Rav Kluger, Mizrach Hashem. We're in Korval Nafshi, we're on page Kuf Tzadik Vav, 196. Apnuyut Mashavat Ligilui. The inner aspect is always yearning and leaning to be revealed. The root of all of your Ratzon, of all will, of all desire, is revelation. Ratzon az v'atzum shokek ba'olam. There's this strong, powerful will that is yearning, present in the world. V'chai v'oz p'nimihiyut kol echad min ha'nivraim. It's living with immense strength in the inner chambers of every single creature. And even more so in a Jew. הלא זה הרצון לגלות בעולם את הנקודה האישית המיוחדת הגנוזה בעומק כל אדם לתת לה ביטוי. The deepest, deepest, deepest desire is to reveal the inner point, the unique hidden point in the depth of every single person and to give it expression in the world. שורש הדבר, what's the root of this? נעוץ בעצם סיבת הבריאה לכתחילה. Why it's all rooted in, why was the world created to begin with? Nitava HaKadosh Baruch Hu litgalot. Hashem had a desire to be revealed. La'asot lo dira lemata. Whatever desire means for Hashem, right? So to say. By the way, Kiv Yachol, Rav Joey Rosenfeld always says, Kiv Yachol, Kaf Bet Yachol. 22, good. In the language of 22, in the language of the Torah, we can say Hashem had a desire. But we have to remember, we're never talking about Hashem himself. Hashem doesn't have desires, Hashem is perfect. Whatever it means, desire means from the revelation, we can see it was clear Hashem desired to create the world. The revelation tells us that it wasn't like that and now it is. So there was a desire there to reveal. And that meant that he wanted a place to be revealed down here in the lower realms. Therefore Hashem created all of the world, spiritual and physical, to be able to receive His light. תאוותו יתברך. This was the lust, so to say, of Hashem. This lust, right? נתאווה לו שיהיה לו דירה בתחתונים. Hashem had a lust, had a desire that he would have a dwelling place down here in the world. Chazal could have used any word to describe what it was to create the world. נתאווה לו is what the Midrash says. תאווה. תאווה is a lust. So that ta'ava, that lust that Hashem had to create the world, which was again to reveal His inner light to someone that could receive, to a being that could receive, so'eret ba'olam lelo heref, is like a storm throughout the whole entire world without any stop. That inner desire to even create the world is still alive, just flowing throughout the whole entire world. That same energy. ורצון עצום להיות גלויה ובעלת ביטוי. With this deep, deep desire to be revealed and expressed. I mean, with a unique expression.
It makes sense too, because like in the loftiest sense, Hashem, or this universe compared to Hashem, is like the physical stuff that you would lust over, as opposed to the transcendent.
Right? We're going to get to that. You're good. Okay. You're already going, exactly. You're in the right direction. Leichan soeret, where is this storm? Where is this lust storming through the world? Bechol Yehudi v'Yehudi amegale et malchuto yitbarach begavan uva'ofen amyuchad. In every single Jew that is revealing a unique revelation of the light of Hashem, a unique shade, a unique revelation that never was revealed. And it's all a revelation of the unique light, the kingship of Hashem yitbarach, in a way that only that person can do. Ve'en sheni ale adamot amegale malchut shamayim ba'ofen ze. There is no other person, there is no other revelation like that in the world of Hashem. Every single individual is a unique light of Hashem, a unique revelation of the will of Hashem in this world. And there is no one else that could reveal that light. That's why you're there. That's why you exist, because Hashem wanted you to do it in that way. זו הסיבה שפנימיות האדם היינו האופן המסוים שבו מאיר את המלכות השם יתברך. That's why the inner aspect of a person, meaning the unique revelation that Hashem wants to reveal by way of that person, by way of that, you know, that unique character that that person is, the way he shows up, the things that he goes through, everything that goes on in his life, friends, people that he grew up around, the way he speaks, everything about that unique individual is a unique light being revealed from Hashem. אין לה מנוחה בתוכו ברצון האומה ללא הרף לפוץ ולהתגלות החוצה כהווייתה. That will has no rest inside. Non-stop wants to be revealed. Expression. Reveal. 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 I want to come out. I want to be there. אנוס לכך כי השם יתברך משתוקק לגילוי נקודה זו מן העדר הגנוז ועומד עליו תמיד לצוותו צה יתגלה. And it's all against his will. Because Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem Himself, has this yearning to reveal this inner secret, right? This inner hidden pnimiyut from within the hidden chambers, right? The Or Ganuz that we all talk about, Or Zawul HaTzadik, all these things that are promised, they're all this hidden light from the beginning of creation, from that first will that's just still waiting to be revealed. It was hidden from the whole entire world. Guarded for tzaddikim in the future to come. It's here in the Torah, right? And where the tzaddikim right now, it's dabbling into it. Mezat Hashem will be there to get the full revelation. But in essentially, it's all hidden. And Hashem is constantly there commanding it, tse, itgale, go out, be revealed. Adam mechapesh ta'anu. Person's always looking out for pleasure. Right, all the tzaddikim say this, the Rambam says it, the Ramchal says it, the Baal Shem Tov says it, Reb Nachman says it, Arizal says it. Every single human being, every single creature in the world, what is our desire? Pleasure. We all want pleasure. It's not a bad thing. The question is, where are you pulling it from? Where are you taking that pleasure from? The biggest pleasure, really, in the Shogash, what we're about to learn about, is the pleasure in revealing something that wasn't revealed. And as we go, I want you guys to think in yourselves about all different facets of how this comes up. Adam mechapesh ta'anug, person seeking a pleasure. Me'ata dayek u'matza sheyesh shoresh v'sod echad l'chol ha'tanugim ba'olam. From now on, pay attention and look very precisely that there's one root to all of the pleasure in the world. Legalot davar pnimi, to reveal something that's inner, in an inner aspect, to reveal something deep. להוציא אל הגילוי נקודה נסתרת, to reveal something, some hidden point in the world, to reveal it outwards. That's pleasure. לזה מייחל האדם בכל יחוליו. This is what we're all wishing and yearning for. אחרי דבר זה מחפש ותר כל הימים והלילות. This is what we're seeking out all of our days, all of our nights. וכאשר אין עולה בידו, and when it doesn't come up in your hand properly, when you're not successful in revealing it, נעשית רוחו, נשברה ותש כוחו. Then your spirit gets broken, and then you lose your power. Think about it for a second. Candy, chocolate bar. It's inside. A present. Half of the fun of the present is just opening and revealing what is in the present. Right? A person wants whatever it is to get inside the club. Reveal what's going on beyond the wall. And any facet of what you think about, it's always about, I want to know what I don't know now. I want to have what I don't have now. I'm trying to reveal something that's hidden, something that I don't experience right now. I want to experience it. And it could be on the good side of you, trying to learn more Torah in order to get to deeper places. It could be on... in any facet in life, right? Of trying to reveal something that's still hidden. הדבר הפנימי הזה, this inner thing, שהאדם משתוקק תמיד לגלותו, that a person's always yearning to reveal, היא הנקודה המיוחדת שיש בו. That is the unique point that you have inside of you. אלא שלעיתים אינו יודע שמחפש אחר זה, sometimes you don't know though that you're seeking after it. חש חוסר מנוח על מקומו, you feel uncomfortable in your place, קם ויוצא למסע חיפושים, you get up and you start to go out on a trip seeking out something, תואם לסבור שמחפש אחר דבר פלוני, you're trying to make claims that you're seeking out of something specific, and when you get it, you feel this bitter feeling. לא את זה חיפש. This is not what I was looking out for. This is not what I was seeking. כי פעמים רבות שאדם מוצא את עצמו עומד מול ארונות המזון או מול עיתון. Like many times people find themselves standing in front of the fridge, standing in front of the pantry looking to find some kind of food to eat, or in front of a news or a phone or scrolling on your phone and you're not finding it. Looking for something. You don't even really know maybe that you're looking, but you're not finding it. בתוכו רצון לדבר מה ואינו יודע מהו. Inside of you, you have this desire for something, but you don't know what it is. מנסה דבר מסוים, ועד מהירה מושך ידו. You try something to make yourself busy with something, and quickly you pull your hand from it. It's not that. That's not what I'm seeking out. הרצון הפנימי עוד דורש לא שקט כלל וכלל. That inner desire, that inner will is still seeking out, and it's not quiet, it's not resting, it's not relaxed for a second. אך הניסיונות להרגיעו אינן עולות בהצלחה. The attempts to try to calm it down are not successful. כי טרם הענק לו הדבר שמרגיע באמת. He hasn't been given the thing that really calms it down yet. The soul is seeking out so much more, and it hasn't been given it, and it won't calm down until it gets it. האדם אינו יודע שאתה מחפש לגלות עניין פנימי אל כל דהו. Person now is understanding that I want to reveal something inner, but whatever it is, just let it come out, something. And from this inner point, desiring to be revealed, and it's asking from him, and pushing inside of him, that he'll bring it out in fruition, bring it out. And this inclination that's in the depth of a person, it's a tool that the Yetzara also uses. The other side also uses this against us, that we have this inner desire to reveal and to... It's brought in all the holy books that the Yetzara knows that the inner person, the inner desire of a person is to reveal secrets. And therefore, his whole entire job is to just pull a Jew down into this net of all of his different tricks and plans by way of seducing him from all of these different things that he offers you. And it's all of it is all in always the same thing. What is it? It's a hidden secret, a hidden pleasure, something that needs to be revealed, something that you're gonna get if you do this. So it always comes from the same place. It's always some illusion, it's always some imaginatory thing. And it pulls the heart after and it's trying to reveal the secret. It's like what Reb Nachman said, what's the Yetzara? It's coming around, he has his hand closed like this, and he goes to everybody and says, here, come, I have what you want, I have it. And he has the whole entire world running after him, and then he goes, and there's nothing there. And everyone was sure, inside of his hand is exactly what they wanted. Right? So it's the same thing. The Yetzara knows, because our deepest desire is the same as Hashem's. To have an inner revelation and to have an interaction of light with someone or with something, to reveal something inwardly. We all want it. That's the depth of what we want. Od mishnot yaldut mikdemet, from the early years of a child, this curiosity, this pull, this drive to hear a story, it's rooted inside of all of us. To become known, to know something new, to reveal something new that wasn't known, to go into the secrets of this beautiful, wonderful world in all of its different facets. נטייה זו ממשיכה להטות אחרי את הלב כל החיים. This inclination is pulling the heart after it your whole entire life. Whole entire life. It's natural. Don't think it's something... It's a natural force. You have to be in charge of it, right? But it's a natural thing that your heart wants to go after, revealing secrets and finding out new things that are mysteries and stuff in the world.
Thank you. Spot on.
You take every morning the news, the newspaper, whatever it is. You try to look and you're interested in every conversation that's going around you. You get to hear some good juicy news, some gossip, something that's happening. Maybe there'll be some new sparks, a new revelation that I didn't know yet that will be revealed to me. If we really look at different things in life, it all really comes back to this point of there's something I don't know, there's something I want to know.
Yeah.
There's some pleasure that I want to reveal here. מי ששמע או קרא במה דברים אמורים וראה שעניין המדובר אינו מעניין, נחמץ ליבו בצער ועומר. And you find out the thing all of a sudden, and you, that's what it was. I was so interested, I was so intrigued by what? By what exactly? You say, ומה התעניינתי בכלל? What was I even interested in? כמו נפתחה כף היד הקמוצה והתברר שהיא ריקה. Like this יצערה that Reb Nachman said, that finally he opens his hand and it's completely empty. Not that it was something else even. Nothing. Not even worth it. חיפש והשתוקק לגילוי סוד אחר לגמרי. You were yearning to reveal a completely different secret. What is that? Your inner secret. That's what you're trying to figure out. What is my unique point that Hashem wants me to reveal in this world in my personal, unique way that no one else can? And that ishtokekut, that yearning.
Is it like the person's tafkut?
Yeah, we each, right? We all have the same job. We're here to reveal Hashem. But how?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We all have to keep the Torah. Okay, but that's not my tafkid in the world. My job in the world is not to keep the Torah. I have to keep the Torah. But that's not my unique thing, because all the Jews have to keep the Torah. Hashem made me a unique individual. What's my inyan? What's my thing to reveal? That's the revelation of my inner secret. Instead of chasing after that and seeking after that, which is very hard work, right? It's just because it's intense. So we want to watch a Netflix series. That's what's going to happen in the show. What's going to happen at the end of the movie? Let's go to this park. Let's go to this experience. Let's go to that thing. Let's do this drug. Let's go to that party. Let's be with this person. All of that is just trying to figure out something that for me now is hidden. What do we really want? Every single human being, especially, and even more so the Jews.
Revelation.
What is my unique inyan? What does Hashem want from me on a unique level, and how do I start to get that out and to reveal it? That's essentially what we're saying here.
Is that our part in the Torah? We talk about that. Right. Times a day we ask, and please give us our portion in your Torah.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So the Torah is meant to be lived, right? It's not just the books. We all read the same books, but we all get different messages. Not that the meaning of the book is different, right? But, for example, a person... Yesterday I did it. Yesterday I opened here, I said, Psuk li psukha, I opened up a book, read the top right of the book. It's a thing that people do. It's called Goral Agra, and more recently, since the Vilna Gaon's time, right? You open up a book that was written in Ruach HaKodesh or anything from the Tanakh, top right of the page. Let the Torah talk to you. Especially if you have a relationship with that Torah, with that book, with that inyan. And I spent the next 30-40 minutes here learning on that topic, davening on that topic, praying as out of this world, right? And it was exactly what I needed to hear. So, I don't know if that was my specific point in my shorish in the Torah. It happened to be pretty accurate. I know the Torah very well, but we all had exactly... Whether you want to call it your letter in the Torah or your job or your purpose in this world, we're all here in a unique mission, right? Our souls are rooted in the Torah and we each have a unique letter in the Torah. But we all have our unique revelation that we're meant to, like a Torah letter. One letter is off in the Torah, the whole Torah is not kosher. So too, what's your unique revelation that Hashem wanted you to reveal in this world, that without that revelation, this world is incomplete? This world is lacking something without you really maximizing it.
doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to be, but you might have one general thing in your life, right? One general thing in life that is, it's clearly your tikkun, right?
Or in your position. It's like we're each a pixel in this multi-universe level size masterpiece that God is creating right now. And we're the pixel that's unique right there, and nobody else can be that pixel because there's some pixel over here. Mm-hmm. And we, whatever frequency we're picking up is whatever color we are that makes the whole big beautiful picture that he is creating.
And you could be like black, blue, red, green, right?
Yeah,
but if you're black, would you meant to be white?
Yeah.
Right? Then,
yeah,
right? You're the other color. Then you're already not. Now there's a problem, and one pixel stands out, and it shows up, right? Like the rest of this book that we learned. When your inner world is not in peace, it shows up around you, right? And you start to see it in other people, and it starts to be. And this is the turmoil that we're all individually going through. But now we're getting a little bit more light on it, right? We started last time we were learning was in Chanukah, the inner child. This is the continuation of those Torahs. That we were where we left off last time was reveal your inner child, let it out, let that spark that was never tainted, that was never affected, that's pure, reveal that. And now we're understanding a little bit more of what does that mean. We all have our unique role here, and the truth is that we're all seeking out, and the everyday actions and lusts that we have are all rooted in that initial lust and yearning of Hashem to reveal His light in the lower places. So when we lust for something too, what is it? We want revelation. We want that same thing. That's the same lust that we want. That's the same secret we're trying to lust after as well. It's just we get confused and we do it in food, money, jobs, respect, honor, status, all these different ways. So these lines, Nikrot ata berega ze mishum shakore nechbad mekaveshet tovo bechanfeem eze besora chadasha lilbo amichapes. Why are we reading these words right now? Rav Kluger, look at us straight out. Because we're all seeking that we get some new information that will try to calm our heart. What our heart is seeking. That's why we're reading this book right now. Elu lo bi'iba'a betocho ta'avat chipus klal uchlal lo haya notel el yado et ha'amudim ele. If you didn't have anything inside of you yearning to find out what your heart is desiring so much, you wouldn't be in this room, you wouldn't be here tonight, you wouldn't be holding this book right now learning. It says it in the book. These are not my words, it is. Right? Now that you took the book and we're looking into it, what are you doing then here? Why are we all here right now? Why are you guys watching this online? Why are we all learning Torah? We are seeking out a little bit of moisture to quench a little bit of the thirst that we all know we're seeking so much more from. And for those of us who have lived life a little bit more, we know what seeking out this same search in worldly pleasures versus Torah and Tefillah and inner work is. You know the difference. You know the difference of the feeling of success. You know the difference of the hardship of the struggle and everything. It's two different playing fields. Trying to be a good basketball player is great. Work on your midot. Right? It's two different things, the inner world versus any kind of success or revelation of secret in the outer world. So too, this is the immense power of stories of the tzaddikim. Whoever hears these stories, right, you get taken back, you're blown away, you have no idea what's going on. Your mouth is open up, you're looking at this crazy hidden world. How in the world did these tzaddikim do these things? Gavua veganus she'en lo bo asaga. Things belong beyond our level of comprehension. It's like some riddle that's completely not understood. And we're all blown away when we hear stories of tzaddikim. I'll give you one really quickly. There's Rav Maril Diskin, who lived in Yerushalayim, one of the tzaddikim, the previous generation. Rav Yitzchak just told over the story. Just shortly, because it aligns with this. There was a guy that came to Maril Diskin, and he was going off the derech, he lost his emunah, had a lot of questions in emunah. And questions on Rabbanim and everything, and he's walking with Maril Diskin, and at a certain point they're walking towards a building, and he sees, he told the story to his family, he made tshuva after this, and he came back from this story, and it's because of him we know the story. The building raises up in the air, and him and the Rebbe continue walking underneath the building, and they come to the other side, and the building goes back down. And the Rebbe looks at him and says, that was just to show you a little bit of the revelation of what a tzaddik can do. Don't ask questions. Go with emunah, simple emunah, and just keep going. What does that mean? How do we understand the story? Don't know. The guy that lived through it, his children are alive still. And it's not like it's, you know, we're talking so long. We're talking about the same buildings that exist in Yerushalayim now. And he did it just to keep him on the derech, just to keep him connected to Hashem.
He would do it for me.
Right? He would do it for you, right? So the tzaddikim, we hear these stories and like, what are you talking about? He lifted a building, walked in, what did I just even say? And myself, it's hard to believe. We live in this world, who does things like this, right? But,
holy man,
why are we so taken back by this? In the form, the image, the makeup of the story, you feel all of the, with all of your senses, everything. And it all comes, that feeling of like, wow, what did you say? That comes from the seeking out of this awesome power inside of us, that we're always seeking out this secret to be revealed, this inner point. What makes me so unique in this big world of Hashem? This is what Chazal said, Lefichach nivra adam yechidi ba'olamo. Lefichach hayav adam lomar bishvili nivra olam. This is why a person was born alone and he dies alone in the world. This is why a person has to walk through life saying, the world was created for me. We're all on this path of trying to figure out what is my purpose. What am I here for? Mm-hmm. On a deeper sense, the root of tanug, of pleasure, kasher asoda pnimi shebaadam motze purkan veshalva bevoa lebitu yanachon. It all comes when a person finds this release, when their inner secret has proper expression in the world. Oh. That's the root of pleasure. Sod pnimi veganu ze sheodo bilti musag, this inner secret that is still hidden, that I can't still comprehend, I don't fully grasp it yet. Mitower lechaim kasher motze mulo sod amok sheino musag. It gets aroused inside of you when you find another secret, a deep secret that you can't comprehend. You find something in life that's like, ooh, I want that, but I can't get it. Or, you know, it's something that's still hidden that I don't have access to. All those things in life that you can think about, all it is that's what you're feeling inside. I have a deep secret that I can't get to, that I want to reveal. So too, like all these different crazy stories and the acts of tzaddikim. And the truth is, I'm going to go there and I'm going to take it there and I'm going to say it. There's different things in life that are not revealed, that we sometimes yearn for them to be revealed, that shouldn't be revealed. That also comes from there. Whatever is on the positive is on the negative. Everything in life is balanced. All of our desires, all of it is all coming back to this one desire of revealing our inner secret. What is my role here? Stop here. Is that the Shen? Just to wrap it up, 1 second. This parak again is called Yechidi Ba'olam. We're a unique individual in the world. This whole entire book again is about finding inner peace and how that shows up in our relationships, how that shows up in our spiritual relationship with God, with people around us, with ourselves. And this is a specific chapter telling us how unique we are and how much we have to appreciate it ourselves and to go back to the Shorish, to that inner child, that inner uniqueness, that specialness, that Yosef HaTzadik, the dreams, that saves the whole entire world because of his dreams. And he has Hashem with him the whole time, and he doesn't complain, and he knows it, and he's forgiving, and he makes peace with everything, because he has Hashem in his life. And here too is clarifying, as the tzaddikim do, what is pleasure even? What is pleasure? The world was created for pleasure. Human beings all want pleasure. Every being in the world wants pleasure. Great, but what is pleasure? So we all know what pleasure feels like in physical things, right? But here we're being revealed a little bit of what is even behind that. Mm. When I want food, when I want to sleep, whatever pleasure I'm seeking out, why? What is it? Something that's not revealable or accessible to me right now, that I would like for it to be revealed and expressed. That's on that level. And that takes us to the next level, which is, I have an inner secret that I want to know what is it, and how do I reveal it, and how do I express it in its unique way. Because that's Hashem's light, which takes us to the next level, which is what all of the Kabbalists tell us, which is why the world was created. Hashem had a desire, had a lust, so to say, to have a dwelling place down here. When that happened, you were created and the world you're living through, and Hashem's light with that same desire came inside of you, and He wants to still be revealed. You're the Tachtonim, you're the lower realm. You are, in your whole entire life, everything that is your life, the lower realm that Hashem wants to be revealed in. That's where He wants to live, that's where He wants to be revealed. But in a unique way that's unique to you. Not cookie cutter repetition of everything around you. Your unique way. And we're all trying to figure out what it is. While balancing a whole entire world around us, telling us not to dream and to not live that way and to not...
Don't listen to him.
This is it, right? This is the message of life. This is a little bit more clarity on what we're feeling and what we're going through. And it's not done, right? We're stopping here in the middle, but we can't... Reb Nachman said not to go after Ribui O. Ribui O is too much light. To not seek too much light. Then we have Shvirat HaKelim, then we have a breaking of the vessels. And then... Zat Hashem.
Tale of Icarus. Flew too close to the sun.
Zat Hashem Yitbarach. Next time we get in, we're going to continue and learn a little bit more about the tzaddikim and their role in all of this, and how all of our yearning and desires are also connected to that. Zat Hashem, may this light in this Torah affect us, become part of us, help us understand our desires a little bit more and to align them more with the will of Hashem. Whenever we make our will like the will of Hashem, Hashem makes His will our will. Mm-hmm. There's many ways to understand that, but essentially we have to know one thing, a deep secret that people don't talk about too much. Keter is called Ratzon, right? We call it Ratzon. That's the external part of it. The inner part of Keter is Ta'anug, is pleasure. That pleasure gives birth to a Ratzon, gives birth to a desire. And the first thing really that gave birth to the desire to create a world was the pleasure that was anticipated from us connecting within this crazy world back to Hashem. From down here, we are going to want to sit together in a random night to learn Torah and connect to Hashem. That's the ta'anug, that's the pleasure that gave birth to the desire to create a world. And that's where our world, that's where our souls come from. The tzaddikim say, Nishmat Yisrael are rooted in Olam Ta'anug. We're rooted in the world of Ta'anug. And that's why we can't settle for all of this stuff. We can't settle for it. Whoever knows Daniel Katz, or Daniel Katz, right? You heard the name? It's an amazing, funny story. When he was in Asia and in the East. So after a while, they do long meditations, no talking, and months without talking and everything. And after one of the times, they had a point where they could come and talk to the guru and ask him questions. And he comes up to him and he says to him, listen, it can't be that we have to fully detach from this world. It can't be that there's no good in this world. And the guru, essentially after a long conversation, ended up saying to him, you're a Jew. And he said, no, I'm not. And he lied to him. He said, no, I'm not. Daniel Katz. No, I'm not. after a while, I came back to him and he had the same conversation again. And he said, you know what? The truth is, I'm a Jew. I said, how did you know though? He said, a few people in all of my years of teaching this philosophy, few people could not tolerate the idea that there's no good in this world. And they were all Jews.
Oh, that's amazing.
We're here to make it work, to make that unity. Dira betachtonim. Hashem wanted to be revealed down here. It's possible, it's completely possible. Just where are you getting your pleasure from? Where are you pulling your desires from? Where are you getting your pleasure from? That's the question. B'zat Hashem, we're going to get more clarity and we're going to make the right decisions and go towards the true, pure light of Hashem. Yitbarach. Amen. Ken Yehi Ratzon. Yeah.